I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For all of the Queen's lovely words about the departure of Meghan and Harry, including the fact that she is entirely supportive, she's apparently put the kibosh on their continued use of the word royal in their online branding of Sussex Royal. While most of us don't have the ability to kick someone out of the palace, or access to the guillotine for that matter, how great would that be? Many have had the experience of noticing an ex-employee still lists the former company on their LinkedIn profile. What can an employer do to get an ex-employee to remove the company name from the profile? Well, assuming the individual wasn't outright lying by adding a company for which he'd never worked and isn't defaming the company, there is no lawsuit to file. Instead, a company can send a letter to the employee to remove their name and can file a complaint with the platform. For LinkedIn, there's a reporting process if a company finds an inaccurate profile. That's about the best you can do if you need to give someone the royal brush off. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.